to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this?
You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Well, this is inadvertent.
It's never inadvertent, Don.
Say hail to the Redskins, everybody.
Yeah.
Obviously, the wrong music bed loaded into the computer.
Where is it?
Hail to the Redskins. Mike's doing something with his microphone right now. His microphone's not operating, I predict. If he could, he'd say something angry about Wendell Hall. At the stage, you set here at 10900 Main Street.
Hi, I'm back. I'm back. Hi, you all.
Welcome.
It's Michael Merrill versus the equipment. Yes, who will win today?
Same. You know, engineers are wonderful. They just don't understand about microphone cables and that certain disc jockeys need to move them around and have flexibility. But that's okay because now I have fixed it. Mike. And it is good to go for the show.
Mike?
Yes, Don.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, now?
No.
WJFK.
Hello. Hello, Mr. President Bush has promised to demolish that awful Iraqi prison. He says it will be dismantled one naked, hooded Iraqi at a time.
Excellent.
I believe in miracles.
Mr. Shannon.
Nice.
Hello, Mr. Drysdale.
That's Milburn Drysdale. He's Joseph Positively Wonderful.
I believe in miracles.
Oh, God. Okay, I got a fast one.
Do another.
Okay, all right, twist my arm.
Please.
Okay.
Please do.
You bastard.
Yay, another.
You always make me do this. Always. You always do.
The Don and Mike Show. WKFK.
Kids who watch... Hello.
Hello there, Mr. Shannon.
Kids who watch movies showing alcohol use are more likely to try drinking.
Hey, now.
Wrong one. Yeah, no, you were right, Mike. I was wrong.
Hit the right, wrong one.
Hey, good instinct, though.
Hey, now.
Good instinct, Mike. What?
Where are we?
Because you heard this, and you thought the show was starting, and I meant to hit that.
Ah.
Oh, I like
that's
that.
That's entirely different.
Right. Ay, ay, ay.
Eesh.
Kids who watch movies showing alcohol use are more likely to try drinking. Whoa. Well, then, my kid ain't going to be watching Queer as Folk no more, I'll tell you that.
Okay.
Wow.
Do another one.
Hey, now.
Thank you. Hold on. Give me a second. Mike, again?
Hey, now.
Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
And you know who enjoys those jokes every day.
Yeah.
I do, Leon.
Does. But keep her away from those evil men.
Yeah. They like the jokes, too.
Well, I don't care.
Yeah. I know. All of your uncles.
Based on a true story.
Uncle.
He was a neo-Nazi.
Okay.
With one true enemy. Himself. A man of faith. A man of hate. And a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
Must beware.
It was a fine joke.
And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Farrell K.
Farrell, all right, the DJ Farrell K.
Yay, and all the ships at sea, they scream when the jeweler covers them in molten copper. Bravo, and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah.
Hi, we're back.
Ignore that.
Yeah. Well, okay,
ignore that,
okay.
Mike.
Well, stand again.
Thank you very much. I was standing up. Why did you do that to me?
I didn't. Why did I do? Why did this board do that to you?
You opened the door and pushed me out the door, and then I was outside. And you were still inside.
The other thing before, I'll take the blame for that.
Right.
For hitting the do 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 do.
Right.
But it should have been bom 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 up the door.
Well, it's my belief, Mr. Shannon, that anytime someone hits the door, someone should be left outside.
Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. It's a new episode on this Wednesday. 05-26-04.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Are you still Mr. Drysdale?
I'll be whatever you want me to be.
I'll be, but I don't want...
What are you doing?
I thought I was letting Mr. Drysdale back out.
Said you were letting me out. You didn't identify me as Mr. Drysdale. I'm standing outside.
You went... You went, hello.
So what do you want? Do you want
Mr. Drysdale voice.
That's because
I was choking on my drink before.
Welcome back.
No, it's good to be back in here because it, just the timing was a little... off, sorry. And so I was drinking.
That door was placed
but I was drinking a non-alcoholic beverage.
Yes, and that'll change shortly. The door was opened accidentally.
By the Columbia School of Broadcasting.
Yes, let me just tell you, all of the things that I would like to talk about on today's show.
This okay. You should not do. I'm not an animal.
Here you go.
I'm not Michael.
Get ready for this.
Yes.
I love my lists.
Oh, I know. Nobody loves a list like you do.
Okay. In no particular, in a particular order. Let me just tell you, just for the opening break,
yeah.
I want to talk about American Idol. I want to talk about 24. I want to talk about the local TV coverage of the tornado and how it was only covered on all the stations except the one that had American Idol. Mm-hmm. I want to ask Buzz about the accident involving his wife falling off a ladder.
That's right.
Want to play the tape of Joe back in 1987, very wasted, 17 years ago when the cicadas came out.
Look at me surrounded by the little bugs with red and blue eyes.
We have that tape. Yeah. Also from yesterday's program, we have a follow over to the controversy about the ad for the disc jockeys and the lying general manager.
Would that be a follow over or a follow up?
A follow up.
Follow through.
Okay. A follow up because we left it.
Yeah, but it'll be a follow up.
We left it open yesterday, and it may not be closed today.
Really?
It may not be closed today. Rob, who, believe it or not, always tries to look on the bright side. He does. For being such a hateful guy, I'll say this, in real life, he does give people the benefit of the doubt way too often. I mean, we were discussing this up in the office before the show, and he's like saying to me, you know, I think Cameron, the program director, really probably is innocent in all of this.
I'm inclined to agree with him.
I do too.
I think he is.
Technically. Now, wait a minute. Wait.
Caught in the middle of it.
No. I don't like the word innocent. Well, what I like is the fact that technically, he's probably not fibbing.
Mm-hmm.
That's as far as I want to go with it. I think somebody...
Which is like if I... let's say I killed Buzz and just didn't tell you. But you... Hold on. But you kind of knew... But I said to you, hey, Buzz is dead.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
But I didn't say to you, I killed Buzz, but you knew I killed Buzz?
Well, here's where the sticky wicket. I happen to remember what was said by our general manager yesterday. And what our general manager said yesterday was that no one in the company placed an ad.
Well,
that's what he said.
Hold on. As I mentioned, there are many things to discuss. Let's start with Buzz. And let's ask Buzz.
All right.
As long as we're on the topic and I threw that out, well, what if I was to say to you that I had killed Buzz, you know, where Buzz was dead? I ask you, what would you think if your buddy comes into work and says that he's very upset that his wife...
I think one thing and one thing only.
What?
Cameron did it.
His wife has had an... And I use the Dr. Evil quotation, an accident.
An accident in the home.
Yes.
That's right.
Working near Buzz.
Yeah.
And Buzz was riding a tricycle. She was changing a light bulb on the balcony, and she fell over the banister, just like in The Omen.
Well, that's kind of what happened, right, Buzz?
A little close,
I mean, we'd like your testimony now. Let me just say, here in the Rob Spiewak Kangaroo Court,
yes,
where every man is, of course, innocent until his wife comes out with a videotape proving that he's guilty.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Let me say that I do believe that Buzz had nothing to do with Marcia falling, fracturing her wrist.
Oh, my God.
And what, banging her head?
Yeah, she hit her head, but she, you know, a minor fractured wrist. You know, nothing serious. She's going to be all right.
Minor fracture.
Yeah.
Not a compound fracture.
No.
No bone poking through the skin.
More of a hairline fracture.
Exactly what happened.
She's in a cast and will be for the next 4 weeks. I didn't push her off the ladder. I can tell you that. And
what was she doing to be on the ladder in the first place?
I didn't rig the ladder in any way.
Now, while you're defending yourself a little too strongly, I might ask, could you tell us what she was doing on the ladder in the first place?
That's a very good question.
Because was she using the ladder as a mode of escape?
No, she was not. There really was no reason for her to be on the ladder as near as...
So she would not have been making an attempt, say, to get out of a well?
No, there was no well.
Where was the ladder, Buzz?
The ladder was in my screen porch, on my screen porch.
Mm-hmm.
On your screen porch.
Have you been on the ladder before, your wife?
I had been on the ladder, yes, and a friend of a friend who was helping me install the
And then you left said ladder?
I did. And
then your wife innocently stepped on said ladder and had said, quote-unquote, Dr. Evil accident?
That is correct.
Was she involved with the putting in the installing of the ceiling fan?
No, not directly, no. And really, again, no particular reason for her to be on the ladder.
Would she have been going up the ladder to take a look at the ceiling fan?
Exactly, Mike. I think she wanted to examine the work and see what was being done.
So a curiosity fractured the wrist.
Yes.
True.
Well said.
Mm-hmm. True or not, though, Buzz, and I must speak out for your wife and for all bad women out there. True or not, you consider yourself to be a Bob Vila type. You're a do-it-all at the house.
I'm pretty handy, most things.
And if you've been working on something like installing a ceiling fan, and you knock off to go out in the backyard, have a Camel, and have an ice cold Miller Lite,
right?
Are you bothered when your wife goes up to check on your work?
Well, sure, I think anybody's made a little nervous by that fact, by being...
And because
you know,
of that, Buzz, would it surprise you if I told you that the Donnie CSI, the DCSIs were over there moments ago and found on the ladder, steps, petroleum jelly?
Vaseline!
Well, that was from an earlier party. It's possible that was there.
Yeah. Would I have another series of questions here.
Uh-huh.
Would she have been checking your handiwork when she got on the ladder?
Well, possibly.
With the job
or the work of my friend.
Is there a chance that the job was probably completed satisfactorily, but she did not necessarily believe it?
I don't know. I thought the job was progressing nicely. It wasn't finished. It was midway through the project that this...
Well, what was she doing up there, Mr. Burbank? I think it's a very direct question.
Yes? Exactly.
Yes, Mike. Or no? What was she doing up there, yes or no?
Yes.
Rob,
were you proud of the job you did, Buzz?
Very, very proud.
You're proud of your handiwork, aren't you, Buzz?
Always, yeah.
Would you invite or insist that she examine the handiwork?
If she did this in her own mind.
She never mentioned that she should take a look at it.
Sidebar, for all the listeners now, they should know that Buzz is sitting on one side of the room, and Don, Rob, and myself, we are all behind a big oak desk, all wearing powdered wigs.
Right, and I'm in the witness box.
And as far as me, I'm commando underneath his robe.
This whole court is commando.
It's commando, and I love it. I'm 18, and I like it.
And Mike spit out his water.
Oh!
Yeah.
Buzz, when your wife took this unfortunate tumble.
Uh-huh. The nasty spill.
Well, however you like to call it. Uh-huh. Whatever queer name you've given it.
Uh-huh.
How long was your wife...
Are you going to ask about how long it took for him to offer assistance?
Well, I'd like to know how long she... was she... incapacity? I mean, was she, when you came home, was she like Woody in Toy Story? I mean, was she just laying on the ground, or was she okay when incidentally, after you set this trap for your wife, where did you go?
I went inside for a moment. I think it was something to do with the wiring. I think I had to work on a fixture.
Oh, just one moment.
Inside.
You were on the premises when this accident occurred?
Yes, I was.
This happened last evening?
Yes, it did.
You were there?
I was at the house, yes.
Okay. Interesting.
Can you estimate the length of time she was unconscious?
I don't know if she was unconscious or for how long. I watched her lay there for several moments, panicked, paralyzed with fear.
Mr. Burbank, if you had chosen to offer assistance, could she in fact have not fractured her wrist?
I think the damage had already been done. It was a question.
So you say. Mr. Burbank, I have a question.
Yes, yes, sir.
You mentioned that you came in, you saw your wife as Woody in Toy Story on the floor. You looked at her for a few moments. Was that the testimony?
Yes, it was.
A few moments could mean exactly that, a few moments, or in such a severe shock to your system, could it in fact have been 30 to 40 to 50 to 60 minutes?
I lost track of time. Anything's possible.
And isn't it true that the extent of her injuries would probably warrant medevacing her by helicopter from your home?
Or at least putting her into your late model European-made car to drive her to the nearby emergency room?
And isn't it true that you did nothing of the kind? Isn't it true, in fact, Mr. Burbank?
That is true, yes. I did nothing of the kind.
You really didn't?
No.
You didn't take her to the hospital?
After she... Well, see, first day...
You came in and your wife had fallen off a ladder and was laying on the ground like a broken doll?
Right.
And you didn't scoop her up into your
did
big
you
family arms?
Any, did you administer any first aid?
When she... No.
Were there any contusions?
She did hit her head and...
Was there blood?
No blood.
You know, lack of medical attention is what killed Danny Thomas.
But lack of blood in this particular circumstance would mean internal bleeding.
And one other question. Is there an insurance policy on her?
Of course there is. There is. Yeah. Isn't it true that, in fact, that insurance policy exceeds the value of your very own?
May I?
I don't know the exact value.
Isn't it true,
Mr. Burbank, that your wife is worth more to you dead than alive?
May I follow up?
I don't know.
Mike, may I
please zoom.
May I take a couple of minutes of your time?
Go ahead, counselor. I yield to the fine gentleman from Virginia.
Is it not true that after discovering your wife, looking at her for a period of time,
several moments,
before deciding that you would not take her to the hospital, is it true or not true that you then bundled her up this morning and sent her off to her job?
Now wrapped her in blankets to prepare her for the 86 degree. Except for the bundling part, that's true.
Now, sent her out on the street dazed, confused.
Also, is it not true, please be correcting me if I'm incorrect, but is it not true that your wife works in a physician's office?
That is true, yes.
That is true, Mr. Burbank. You know how I know that?
How?
Because I also go to that very same doctor's office.
Isn't there a conflict of interest?
He is a wonderful doctor, a fine physician.
Yes, he is.
And
he
I is. Say to you...
Is this a conflict of interest? Do you have to step down because you go to that doctor?
No, I do not. But here's my point.
I say you must recuse yourself.
No, if you would simply give me... If you would simply... Let me say this.
I will let you... I will
the
let
fact
you
that I have also gone to this doctor for my many ailments...
Uh-huh.
It has nothing to do with the story. Let me just point out that when he bundled her up, pushed her in the car...
Didn't bundle.
Pushed her foot on the gas pedal and said, go to work, I don't care how you feel.
Uh-huh.
He sent her to a doctor's office where she works. And you know the first thing they did when she walked in?
What is that?
They said, Marcia, what is wrong with your wrist? You need an X-ray yesterday.
Oh, really? And it was only then that they discovered the break? That's true. Yes, that is correct.
Now, Buzz, if your wife had had a job at Kmart, if she had had a job at Ames, if she was lucky enough, like my wife, to be working at Walmart...
If she'd worked in any nail salon in the Northern Virginia area...
You know, you wouldn't have gotten that type of treatment. It's just dumb luck that your wife works in a doctor's office.
That is true. That's the only thing that... Otherwise, she would have probably had permanent... disfigurement.
She may have been like that guy on 24 last night.
Isn't it true?
May have had to have taken the entire... May have had to Dennis Murphy her. Mm-hmm.
Isn't it true, Mr. Burbank, that your poor, sweet, petite wife...
Yes?
...is very small and very fragile, and in fact, any fall from any length would have caused bone damage?
I'm aware of that, yes.
Yet you chose to let her stay in the home all night without medical attention, didn't you?
She said she was fine, yes.
Never took one single measure... to guard her frailty.
You didn't provide her with a splint?
No, I was just stunned.
You didn't make any attempt to suck the poison out?
Plus, I needed to finish the project, so...
Is the project finished?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, the project. You know what the real project is.
The project isn't totally finished yet.
That's right. He didn't complete that project. Well, I'm sorry. I can only conclude one thing.
Yes?
He's guilty. He's as guilty as a man can be.
I agree.
I do too.
I'm not sure what the charge is.
O.J. Burbank.
Yes.
That's what I say.
Honey, climb up to the top of the ladder. Now, first I was just stunned, and then I waited for her to regain consciousness. And when she did, I assumed everything was fine.
Now, really, no kidding. When you waited for her to regain consciousness, seriously, did you, like, give her the... Honey, wake up.
No, I as I recall, I stood over her and leaned forward, peering to see if she was okay.
Ah. Just peering.
Did you hear her fall? I heard something.
You think?
I heard something, and I went running,
you
of course.
Heard something.
I immediately went running.
What's the first thing you checked when you saw her laying there lifeless?
I checked for emotion. I just looked to see if she was moving.
For emotion as opposed to emotion.
No, yeah.
I thought you wanted
an emotion.
Oh, smiling, laughing.
I thought he said emotion, too.
No,
and then he said, I checked to see if she was moving.
Did
I checked
check
for emotion.
If she was breathing?
Not directly, no.
Wow.
He's like that lifeguard we had on the other day.
Did you check the neck pulse? No, there was no need for that.
Mirror?
Hold on. By the time I'd absorbed what had happened and saw that she was moving, I felt no need.
By the time you'd absorbed it.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, she absorbs the blow of the floor.
Unfortunately, yes.
It's concrete floor on your sunroom?
Yeah.
Mike, time for us to get to the bottom of this.
Yes, absolutely.
This number will work.
Hello?
Marcia, it's Don and Mike.
Hi.
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 Marcia, how are you?
Perhaps
you...
I should just turn down my radio.
Yeah, we are so concerned about you.
Listen, dear friend. Where are you, dear friend?
Well, now...
Marcia?
Yes?
Listen, dear friend.
Yes?
When I called your house on my way to work today...
Uh-huh.
And I asked where your husband was, because he had left me a message.
Yes.
And we had our little, hi, how you doing? And you said, no, he doesn't. How come you didn't tell me that he had just assaulted you last night?
Oh, no, he didn't assault me.
Was there any slippery substance at the top of the ladder, Marcia? Anything that would have caused you to lose your footing?
I wasn't all the way to the top of the ladder.
You weren't to the top of the ladder.
I went up to see the holes that were being drilled, and I was coming back down the ladder, backing down, and I thought I was on the bottom, and I wasn't.
Dear girl, do you have any idea how long you may have been laying there unconscious?
I wasn't unconscious.
How long did he just stand over you, staring at you?
I don't know.
I hit
my head and my wrist hurt.
She's not thinking clearly.
He said, are you okay? And I said, just give me a minute, I'm fine.
And were you, obviously, with a hairline fracture of your wrist, you were in excruciating pain. Why? Why would he not let you seek the medical attention that you so badly needed?
You know, I really wasn't in that much pain, and I still am not.
Before you made the climb up the ladder, Marcia, did he offer you a cold drink or something to eat that he had prepared?
The friend who was there.
Rocco.
Rocco. We use the name Rocco.
That's the reason we're calling Buzz Old Lace today.
When Rocco, let me just, would there be any chance that while you were laying there in your most vulnerable, you know, lights out,
right?
For, you know, what as far as you could have known, could have been hours.
Sure.
How do you know that there wasn't a Rocco party happening there?
No, I wasn't out.
You were not out.
Oh, no.
You were not out, but you do have a fractured wrist.
I do.
You do, and you do have a bump on your head.
I remember hearing me hit my head,
but there's
no bump, and I have no tender spot.
Marcia?
Yes.
This is Mike.
Hi.
I'm going to tell you something right now that might come as a shock to you.
All right.
Fact of the matter is, Marcia, that when you took that tumble from the ladder, even though you're unaware of it,
mm-hmm.
you have been asleep for 14 days. Welcome back.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We're concerned about you. You know, we care about you.
I know you do. Well, they made me come home from work. They said I shouldn't be working.
Well, of course, because as luck would have it, you work at a doctor's office.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Thank God.
As luck
because
would have
if
it.
That hadn't happened, she might not be with us today. Whatever.
Probably the way it swelled overnight, I would have gone to an emergency room to see about it.
Yeah, you would have gone. You would have struggled to drive that car with one hand, meanwhile, while the unconcerned king of the hill over here.
You know, it is tough to drive a stick shift with a...
Oh, my God.
You made her drive a stick shift with her broken wrist?
It was her choice to get the standard transmission.
Oh. That's right.
Okay.
Well, we hope you feel better, Marcia.
As long as you're okay.
Well, you know, the toughest part is getting dressed.
Really?
And the holes that you went up to check out, they were okay?
I was just curious to mm-hmm. see what it was.
Right, and they were fine? They met your standards?
Everything works fine.
Well, thank God that it's easy to slip into those simple house dresses that he keeps you in.
Those potato sacks.
I'm thinking about just wearing underwear and buttoning up my lab coat and just not bothering.
Hey, that'd be okay.
Yeah.
Now you're turning me on.
And business has increased.
How's that different than any other day?
Oh.
Marcia, we all hope you feel better, and for Christ's sake, watch your back.
Yes, I promise.
All right.
Good answers, babe, and be careful on the stairs.
I will.
All right, bye, Marcia.
Bye.
There she goes.
Okay, Buzz.
You heard me warn her about the stairs.
It's like in Monty Python. You heartless bastard!
I really
should watch those stairs.
Are
you okay?
Show me a sign of emotion. Show me emotion.
Not now. Not even a twitch.
Now. Yeah. Can you wiggle your finger?
I don't see that.
I've won.
You ought to come over and see the ceiling fan. It works great.
Buzz.
Fantastic.
Buzz. Okay, that's Buzz.
Yeah.
That's Buzz. We love Buzz. And I hope Marcia's feeling better.
She's fine.
Last night in the D.C. area, we had a tornado warning.
Yep.
And, you know, lots of places around the country that we broadcast to get tornadoes all the time. I don't know how you guys handle it. In Wichita, in Dallas, when you get the tornadoes, I don't know if they break into panic mode.
But Sam handled it very well last night.
They do here. Mm-hmm. However, keep in mind that American Idol was on Channel 5, the Fox station.
You didn't like Sam?
I love Sam Palka. He's fantastic. But here's the deal. On Channel 4, NBC, Channel 7, ABC, Channel 9, CBS. Because they know they're on against American Idol.
Right.
Right.
It's a tornado, and it's not really it's not a tornado. I mean, they have...
What do they say? They say something.
They said it was a thunderstorm that was in a, making circular motions.
They have something. They have... It is showing... Not... Is it convection?
Yeah.
Is that what they're saying?
Yeah. Like in an oven? Whatever it is. It's, you know, the storms are going in circles.
They're twirling.
And they're twirling, and they might turn into tornadoes. And
they were all around here.
People have seen funnel clouds. So I'm not saying that this does or does not belong on primetime television. All I'm saying is that American Idol, the biggest show of the year, was on last night.
Mm-hmm.
And of our four major networks here in D.C., three of them went to total storm coverage,
right.
While Channel 5, the station with American Idol, played American Idol, and for a while they did that thing, like, you know how the screen gets on an NFL game when they show highlights?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it kind of gets the little border around it, the shiny border around it.
Yeah, and I've never understood that. Like, if you're going to run a crawl on the top of the screen or something, I don't know why it is that you compress it, and you're wasting the entire left side.
Yeah,
a screen with a useless graphic.
So you can put the information up on the top.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, they're doing this on Channel 5, the Fox station. They're running American Idol, and then so they don't miss any commercials.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as like the dope says, "Okay, I'm Ryan Seacrest, we'll be right back," they cut to the Channel 5 weather lady, Sam Palka, and they give her maybe 10 seconds.
Right.
Now all the other stations are doing wall-to-wall coverage. She comes on and goes, "Hi, I'm Sam Palka. There's a chance of a tornado. It might touch down in the Lord area. We've got the information on the top of the screen. Don't forget to call for American Idol tonight. 10:00 news on Fox." Boom. That's it.
Wow.
Meanwhile, on the other stations, well, they've got their Super Doppler and
A look at Prince George's County, shall we?
And I got to give the award last night goes to my man, Topper Shutt.
Yeah. What Topper do last night?
My
I didn't see Topper at all.
Topper. WUSA Channel 9, the CBS station.
I like Topper.
I like it because he's the only weatherman that says he likes it when it snows.
Mm-hmm.
He likes it when the weather's bad.
Sure, likes it because it gives him something to do.
Yeah, he gets all turned on when the weather is bad.
Sure.
And last night, as they were muddling through this thing from 8 till 9 o'clock, I imagine most of the Washington areas like me, you'd watch American Idol. Then during the commercial, you turn on one of the other stations to see about the weather, right?
Exactly.
Unless the weather happened to be right on top of you, you know, and we live in a big area with 5 billion
people. I was actually relying on Sam's brief updates because it was not anywhere near me.
So I turn on Channel 9, and they're showing the maps, and you only hear his voice. And here's exactly what Topper shuts at 8:40 last night. He goes, "So right now, as you can see, the storms are moving out of the La Plata area. They'll be moving up Route 5, and it looks like these are not tornadoes. Thank goodness for that. Yes? Okay. Right? Yes, folks, we know that Navy NCIS is supposed to be on right now. We feel that this is more important than running that show. Can I just... And it's obvious someone's talking to him in his ear because he goes, yes. And we have a license to protect here. So we are going to stay with this coverage.
Hey, way to go, Todd.
Wow. Right. And it was a great...
He is right. Technically, he's right.
Mm-hmm. And it was a great behind-the-scenes moment that obviously someone was screaming in his ear, "Okay, tell them that the dumb Navy NCIS show won't be on. Now, Topper, tell them that it's in the license, okay? We have to do it." And it was
funny. Did you get the impression that Topper maybe came up with that one on his own?
No, because there was enough pausing,
right,
where you got
we have a license to protect
that someone is feeding something into his ear, you know. And maybe it was one of those, like, where you're like an air traffic controller, where you've got a director telling you something and then somebody else telling you something in your ear, and then all of a sudden, like, the overriding boss
Did you get the impression that they all have at the same time they've gotten recent new technology that they're very eager to use, which pinpoints these storms?
Yeah.
I've never seen, and they all were doing it, they were all, like, narrowing it down almost to streets where they could tell you where they thought they might have this convection.
Like, worst that piece of technology was on Channel 5 during their 10 o'clock news when Sam said, "We can also show you where there was lightning."
Oh, did you see that?
And it looked like a kid had covered a map of Virginia with a yellow crayon.
They were sitting there, and what it shows is the after lightning hits.
Yeah.
And there were so many of them.
That is a big, giant smear.
It's just one field of yellow.
Yes. My wife is not a foul-mouthed lady, but she actually said, "What the F?"
Hey, but you know, if we're talking about Channel 5 here in Washington, Wilma Thomas. Did anybody see his macho street racing report?
Did I?
No.
These cars are tricked out.
And he's got the big collar up, you know, sure, trying to make him look, really, like he's not in his usual dress.
This Honda Accord. Let's look at what it costs.
Some of these kids spend up to $5,000 to trick up their machines.
These two mirrors on each side, $200 each. Wow. The fin on the back, $800.
And then the big shot of him standing with his legs spread in the middle of the parking lot in the big Iron Man pose as they were driving the cars up behind him.
It's me, Wilma Thomas.
Weren't they trying to make him more masculine by giving him that report? And it failed miserably.
Did you tape that for me?
It was fantastic.
And American Idol, hold on, about the storm. Jeff, Don, and Mike. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, Don, I heard Topper last night, and he probably said that because I was the one calling WUSA, and they kept hanging up, and I sent them emails, and that's probably why somebody said something into Topper.
Are you a big Navy CSI fan or whatever?
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm. And they ended up replaying it at 1:30 in the morning and didn't tell anybody, so, of course, my TiVo didn't tape it. But, Don, I'm the opposite of you. I TiVo American Idol, then I watch Navy NCIS.
Okay.
So Topper's a dope. That's all I have to say.
Right, and you're a winner. You're a winner because you watch Navy and CSI and TiVo American Idol. Get out of here, you
dope. Hey, Topper has a legitimate issue, though, because when you're talking about TV stations and local, that's it for a lot of people. And if you are in Alexandria and they don't tell you that they know a tornado's coming, they can lose their license.
But on one end, you can do it on Channel 5, though.
You absolutely can. They're covered, too.
You can run the show and still do the stuff.
You can do it that way.
Hello, Norman.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Hey, I just was talking, thinking about the Channel 5 yesterday. I'm a big Simpsons fan, and around 6 o'clock, they actually started covering the storm there. And they break in like every 5 minutes. So you got like 2 minutes of episode, 5 minutes of commercials, and then 5 minutes of this.
Why am I only getting 2 minutes of episodes? I'm only getting 2 minutes of episodes.
Here's the other thing I noticed, that once American Idol was over and 24 started,
right, my stories.
They're still doing this thing where the screen is like one quarter of the size that it's supposed to be because they've got all the maps and all the warnings.
Here in Northern Virginia, or as we like to call it, Tornado Alley.
And, and you'd be watching 24 and go, God, it's like watching it on a 12-inch screen.
That's true.
And then all of a sudden, they would lift all the stuff. All of the maps and everything would be gone. Mm-hmm. And you go, oh, great, it's back to regular. And you know why all this stuff is gone? Because they're going to commercials.
Sure.
Because
they
got to get the commercials on.
Yeah, they have to have a full screen for the commercials.
And God, now we've got a lot to talk. We got a break. I told you we've got a lot to get to today. We've not even gotten to the conspiracy about Alan and Cameron and the DJ ad and Joe's cicada tape and the guy with the absinthe. We've not talked about American Idol. I've not given you my absolute lock of the year.
Is this your big parlay?
This is my parlay of the year.
Unless you say one thing, I'm not going to be prepared to disagree with you.
Is it
going to be controversial?
I believe so.
Ooh. Hey.
I believe it's going to be controversial.
Wait, I'm ready. I smell a bet.
Remember, soul versus pop.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Soul versus pop.
USA Today.
Remember that.
Mm-hmm. Talent versus garbage.
Well, what did I read today?
Talent versus a garbage can.
What did I read today, though? Who text messages? Young white girls.
Oh, really?
Now, well, apparently, now this is what I'm reading now.
Mm-hmm.
Young blacks don't text message. It's a young white thing.
Hmm. Is that another? Is that from the Glorious USA Today again?
Yeah, hold on a second. Or maybe it's from the Post. You know, I need to. Robbie, I'm sorry, Mike, would you give me the Post?
Yes. The thing to me yesterday, you identified this, that USA Today was trying to make this some sort of race issue by, soul versus pop. And the thing that's ridiculous about that.
The one part in it is right there, the style.
The one thing that's ridiculous about that is the fact that, last year, you had a black-white issue with Ruben and Clay, and there was never anything said about that.
I got to read you what she writes today. What is this? Blah, 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 blah. Hold on about the, with the girls, with the white girls. Oh, okay, here you go. Now what she's referring to in this article is calls to the Tom Joyner show. Okay, Tom Joyner morning show. Another caller speculated that the reason that they had received the fewest votes was that African Americans don't text message, while little white kids vote repeatedly with their cell phones. And then they mention, and now here's another level of, you know, take it as it is.
Right.
Then the newspaper says text messaging costs 10 cents a vote. Phone voting is free.
So, I mean, you read into
wow.
it whenever
We're
you
want. We're not going to say that that's some sort of socioeconomic statement, but we are.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I would love to text message, but Lord... Lordy, am 10 cents every time. And look at gasoline at $2.25 a minute. An hour a gallon, we can't do it. We cannot afford it. We cannot afford it. Meanwhile,
I have now text messaged 25 times because my parents give me a generous allowance.
Yeah. Can text messages come up busy?
No. Oh, and here's the answer to that. Because I researched this with my kid,
yes.
who happens to be white and
yes.
does text message.
Uh-huh.
The deal on American Idol is, if you text message a vote in, as long as it arrives, like last night, it was a 4-hour window,
right.
even if it stacks up, it counts.
Really?
Oh.
It's like, well, are you ready for your, are you going to make your bold?
After, Mike?
Are you teasing?
After the break.
Oh. So after the break, may I inform our listening audience that after the break, you will announce the winner of American Idol?
Bet your ass.
You'll get it here first, folks.
Bet your ass. Bet your ass.
Donnie's winner pick.
I know America.
That's D-O-N-I.
You do.
I know America. And I know that we've had our ups and downs this year. That America has led me astray a couple of times. They didn't back me with JPL. Mm-hmm. Oh, and hey, how about Paul Anka? Nice career, dummy.
Oh, my God. Nice song at the end.
That's a nice pimple on the end of your career. That was worse than when Diana DeGorma didn't hit the note in the middle of the song.
Oh, man, when she was singing Cry Out Loud. Don't Cry Out Loud.
Oh, and
Don't Cry Out Loud.
Ouch. And at some point, I'd like to analyze the lyrics to that. Would you have somebody print those lyrics out for me during the break? Because it really is not a very positive song.
Mama cried the day the circus came to town.
She
didn't like parades just going by.
I played the song like 8,000 times when I was a DJ, and it was always one of those you just put on and go.
Mama cried the day the circus came to town.
But you get the message is like the message is
keep it inside.
Yeah, whatever you're feeling. Don't let anything out.
No.
And even though there's not a chance in the world
My mantra.
That you can ever win at anything, don't worry about it. Because you're okay, because you're a big fat loser. But whatever you do, shut your mouth about it.
Right.
Okay.
Come on, what are you talking about?
A pep talk over. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I flopped the nut straight.
You fool, you mother! That is it!
That's it? What the f*** are you talking about? That's it? Take it back, okay?
Yes! No more! No! Not tonight! This son of bitch all night, he chick, chick, chick! He trapped me!
Well, are you feeling satisfied now, Teddy? Because I can go on busting you up all night.
Yes! Yes! He beats me. Straight up. Pay that man his money.
The Don and Mike Show. Come, tickle the toes of Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Not mine. No, stop it.
Just Mike.
Help yourself.
Stop it. Help. I am not into that.
Stop it.
All right, we have the words.
Yes.
It's a song that Diana... sang last night on American Idol.
Don't Cry Out Loud, and something about it has intrigued you.
I thought it when I heard her sing it the other 2 or 3 weeks ago. Talk about an inspirational song.
Okay.
All right.
Baby cried the day the circus came to town because she didn't want parades just passing by her. So she painted on a smile and took up with some clown. But she danced without a net upon the wire. I know a lot about her because you see, baby's an awful lot like me. And here's where you get to the part that's really
isn't
uplifting.
It? I know a lot about her, don't you see?
Because you see.
Ah. Baby is an awful lot like me.
And here you go. Here's the part where you really feel good about yourself.
Okay.
Don't cry out loud. Just keep it inside. Learn how to hide your feelings. Fly high and proud. And if you should fail, remember you almost had it all.
It's a depressing song.
Yeah, and I can't read it like a sensitive person. It's better when you read it really like this.
baby saw the day they pulled that big top down. They'll have find her dreams among the litter. The different kind of love she thought she'd found. There was nothing left. Just sawdust and glitter. Baby can't be broken, could you see? She had to find his teacher. That was me. I told her.
This is disturbing.
Don't cry out loud. Just keep it inside. Hide your feelings. Fly high and proud.
If you should fall.
Fail.
Mm-hmm. Well, remember, you almost made it.
That is why, after this radio show is dead and gone, I know exactly what you are going to do. It's one word. Clergy.
Mm-hmm. I was hoping you could read it like the man who wrote the song.
Amen.
Peter Allen.
Peter Allen wrote it?
Yes. Don't cry out loud. It's inside. Hide your feelings.
Learn how to hide your feelings.
Fly high and proud. It should fall. What the hell? You almost made it, you big loser.
You know who'd sing that well would be Judy Garland, because it really sounds almost exactly like her when she's talking about, so what?
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
I'm going to write a book. Don't cry out loud.
Yuck. Okay, so watch The American Idol.
Mm-hmm. Are you ready to reveal your...
Yes, I am.
Your pick to click?
Time for the reveal.
And here's what I'm thinking. As I watched the both of them sing last night, that Diana did better in the first couple, and then she screwed up the last one, and Fantasia did better at the end. But I can't get out of my head that they've all already decided that Fantasia is the winner.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
So
yeah.
My pick is not based on who I think is the most talented.
Your pick. I want your pick to be based on who you think is going to win.
Diana Del Garmo.
DeGarmo.
Yes, that's my pick.
Are you willing to bet?
For the record.
Since I'm always looking for one of those easy bets.
Now, because it's something like this, I ain't going to like...
you can't put anything on.
Shave anything off or you know, walk outside in a diaper or anything. But if you want to lay some cash, if you want to make a bet with me, a cash bet, I'll pay up tomorrow if I lose. But I have faith in the tar-like American.
I would love to bet you whatever amount you feel comfortable in betting.
Okay, how much would I feel comfortable?
I know your wife doesn't like you betting.
No, I know she hates it.
So, I mean, that's why I give the terms to you, because I will bet any amount. I will bet any amount you wish. I will bet any amount you wish.
But will you not at least concede that there's a chance?
Based on the season, of course there's a chance.
Okay, hold on.
I mean, really, who knows? I mean, but it will be an incredible injustice if Fantasia doesn't.
Yes, I know. But I know all of that.
It was an incredible injustice that the finalists weren't LaToya and Fantasia.
And the odds are not that America...
Hi, this is Rita. You can leave a message on myself.
I can't even ask your permission. I just talked to you 2 goddamn minutes ago during the commercial.
I also have a tremendous amount of... that thing you got, that trend thing,
the
you
black
have.
White thing.
No.
The
I'm talking
finger
about
on
your
the pulse.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
That thing you have that I don't have. That's always the baby has kept this show on top for 20 years.
But listen, I'm not.
You have a gut on certain things. I don't know whether this is your gut or whether
a couple of weeks ago I would have bet you money that LaToya wouldn't have been.
No, but you were wrong on a couple of these during this.
Yeah, right. I'm not saying I'm infallible. I'm just saying
that I just think really that this is.
It would be the greatest end to the TV show.
Here's what I think. Last night she had a chance to make it much more of a competition, but at the end Diana DeGarmo redid a song that she had done better before. And as soon as that happened, I think she was out of the running.
Because
she stepped all over Don't Cry Out Loud. And that's one of the songs that got her into the final 2.
But here's the thing. This is where then all the judges say, that really wasn't good. You had that bad spot where you dashed it. And then leave it to my man Simon. You know, that's it. It's over. This is your coronation, he says to Fantasia.
But here's the deal. When Simon says stuff like that, I think it can be damaging. When Simon says legitimate compliments, when he makes legitimate compliments, it can be very beneficial. And what he said last night was he said, she is the best that he's ever seen in any of the competitions. Mm. When he made that comment, I thought that would help her instead of hurt her. It's when they all gang up, I think you're right. There's a chance.
But here's the thing.
I'm just counting. The only reason I'll make this underdog bet with you is that I think there's enough people out there who are watching
who
this
just
show.
Want to mess with the competition.
Yeah, who really at this point don't. I mean, does anybody really? Is there any great injustice done that the best singer doesn't win one of these dumb shows?
The thing is, though, I wish it was more of a legitimate talent competition.
I don't, because I wouldn't watch it. Then it's Star Search. I mean, I like it because of the circus atmosphere that it has.
Yeah, but see, I think you can get a star. You can get somebody that's a unique talent.
But
our society. What
do you mean?
Diana DeGarmo?
But they're not stars. Clay Aiken's not a star.
No, you're right. They're not a
Ruben
star.
Ruben Studdard's not a star. Kelly Clarkson's not a star.
But I would enjoy it more if going into it, that at the end, you would really have a chance, possibly, to get somebody that everybody in the country would be excited about. You know what? As much as I thought, hey, Ruben and Clay were fine last year, I don't think, and
me?
Kelly and Justin, I'd like to see somebody where, hey man, this person, I would really be something.
I root for the underdog, and I root for the underdog because it would just screw up.
You don't always root for the underdog.
No, but in a situation like this.
Right.
Because a lot of times, stick with the winner. I like, you know.
You like to root for the person that's going to win.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
But in a situation like this, it's too great. I mean, would it be the greatest? You got to sit through 2 hours
it
of crap tonight.
It would be an incredible upset.
To get to the last 10 minutes. But then the last 10 minutes, and then imagine the upheaval of this. You think there was an upheaval about the Iraqi photos?
Here's something.
What if the fat white girl wins?
You might like this, because here's something they were saying.
Then people are going to be pissed.
Here's what they were saying, and I watched Mary Hart.
Entertainment Tonight.
I watched that show, and one of the things they said on that show, and incidentally, the stuff they do with American Idol on Entertainment Tonight is just makes me want to...
You don't like the stuff with Cujo?
Oh, my God, I can't stand it.
Hi, this is Cujo.
And now they're all in bed together. Mm-hmm. You know, the Idol judges are all in bed together, aren't they? They're popcorn. So one of the things that was said was that one of the girls needs to win the competition, and obviously it's Diana DeGarmo, to have any chance of successful career. The other one already has a success, and I agree with that. I think they were saying that it just was a little covering their bet, and it intrigued me because they said, you know, this is not necessarily, as you say, a slam dunk.
No,
Fantasia.
It's not a talent competition. You're dealing with...
But with that said...
With the moronic American public, of which I'm a card-carrying member.
But with that said, you know...
I know.
Here is the key to my safety deposit box. Name a price.
I bet you... I'm left.
Now don't you know you're going to have to clear it. So before you
No, make it just I'll bet you $100.
C-note is fine.
I'll bet you $100.
That's fine. A Benjamin.
I go higher, but you know me.
$100 is fine.
I bet you $100 just because I get $100.
No singing outside, just $100.
No, nothing, just $100.
Not you know, not to sweeten the pot, like whoever the loser is has to sing Don't Cry Out Loud on the lawn.
No chance.
Okay.
No
All right.
chance.
$100, I feel that this is, I feel almost guilty. I feel like I'm taking your money.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like I'm betting on everybody that...
See, even if you win, you're not going to feel that great about it.
I will. I'll love it. If I win,
right.
It won't even be the fact that I beat you in a bet.
Right.
It'll be the fact that we, the cards of America, beat the system.
Yeah.
That the least talented person
right.
is the winner of American Idol.
Who knows?
But
would you not agree? I know. Now, just take the fact that I know you love the television show.
Yes.
You love the television show, the way it's structured, and you like the John Peter Lewis's. But do you think, don't you think it's possible with a nationwide competition, the way this is structured, and with the resources they have financially and otherwise, that they could produce
but who wants
some
to see
better
that?
Talent
and go to some faggot Broadway show. What I want to see is just regular kids, like not good enough to make it on the Mickey Mouse Club, and they're standing up there singing, and God damn it, this time I want the worst person to win.
Okay.
I want the fat white girl to win, because it will turn the world upside friggin' down. I guarantee you.
I don't know
if
it would turn the world upside down.
You know that 2 days ago, on the front page of your Washington Post, not the entertainment part, front page, Iraqi prisoners, Bush, gas prices, American Idol.
Oh, yeah.
Front page, Washington Post.
Right.
Diana wins. It's the front page of the newspaper tomorrow.
What front if Fantasia page. Wins?
What?
Won't Fantasia also make the front page, don't you think?
I think so.
Yeah, well, yeah. Either way, they'll make it.
They'll both
be on the... But
and either way, they'll be forgotten the next day.
That's true. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. That is so true.
But I really do. I mean, listening to Fantasia and watching her really... Last night, I think she's got a legitimate chance. More than any other one. Simply because she is unique. She does bring her own style to it, and I think she could do anything.
I don't know. I can't...
And I'm really... I mean, I'm...
I can't get past her mouth.
I know.
You know,
that's part of it.
It's like she got the Condoleezza Rice Goofy Toofy.
Yay!
Condoleezza only has two teeth that are far apart. None of these.
You know, not that Diana del Kangaroo pouch.
Oh, you know,
any better.
You know, I want a Polaroid in 10 years.
And listen, you know, if she wins the compo, really get her some lipo.
Right.
Win the compo. Get some lipo.
And Diana DeGarmo in 10 years is going to be like that woman on Who, What's Eating Gilbert Grape. That's what it's going to be.
I like Michelle. Hey, Michelle, those are good instincts.
That's good.
You are a good salesperson.
I just had some salespeople that were just standing by the window.
No, they were their actual clients. I'm sure they were clients, I think. Because Michelle was following up and literally herding them down the hallway.
Pushing them out of the way. Let's see. Hello, Alan. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, I voted for that Diana chick about 1,000 times.
Now, hold on. You know, that's really got to be impossible. Because I tried like a mental patient last night for an hour with a redial.
Me too.
I got through once.
You have to wait until the second, third, and fourth hour. After that, I had a cell phone. I had a regular phone. I was just hitting redial, and then, hi, this is Diana. Tune in to American Idol Finals, sponsored by ATT, and then you hear that all the time. You can do it. You can work the system.
All right. And your motivation for voting for Diana?
Going against the grain, creating controversy, upsetting the whole world dynamic.
Mm-hmm. If only there's more idiots like you out there.
Sure there are.
You know, working in the comic book store.
Yeah,
living with mom. Hello, Don and Mike. Hosted radio show.
You might have a point.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
If every guy out there, let me say, if every guy out there with a skid mark called, she would be the runaway winner.
Exciting.
Hello, Daniel.
Yes. Hey, do you guys really like Fantasia's voice?
My opinion, Donnie, yeah, I think she's got an outstanding, extraordinary, one-of-a-kind voice.
I mean, to me, in one of those songs last night, she was singing, yeah.
No, and that was the song with the bad arrangement that was just horrible, and I think they all agreed that it was horrible. But, man, when she did that song, Summertime, I mean, she does that song.
Yeah, you know,
she does that song as well as any performer has ever sung it.
The song that snuck was the song that the girl from the other season wrote.
Yeah.
You know, and
I think LaToya should have been the winner.
I think it should have come down. I really would have liked to see LaToya and Fantasia just because I would have liked to see who stepped it up.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, is this me? Am I on the air?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Yeah, there's a show on the WB called Superstars USA.
All right, come on. We'll tell you to listen to this show every day, for God's sakes. We only talked about it for a month. Hello, Don and Mike. Just thinking, that's $100 out of my pocket in the morning. Gonna be down $100.
Take your money.
Yes, you will.
No, I'm not.
Because I would take it from you.
I'm not unless you get cocky. I mean, it's no fun to bet you when you're not cocky.
But now, if I'm cocky, though, tomorrow you gotta pay me.
Huh?
If I'm cocky tomorrow?
If I have to pay you, I'll pay you.
Yeah.
I have to pay you, I'll pay you gladly.
Hello, Don and Mike.
This is not a normal bet for us.
And I will not accept a $100 gift certificate to your restaurant either.
Thanks. Look around, Cafe.
Oh, no. Come on.
Hello.
I'll be there tonight.
Hello, Don and Mike. Yeah.
Sorry, Don. We'll help on Wednesdays.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air.
Come on by tonight.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
I think Diana's going to win tomorrow. I'll tell you why.
Well, if she wins tomorrow, that's news.
Because she's more of
an
American.
Hold on, my friend.
Yes.
You are aware of the fact that the results show is tonight.
Yes, tonight.
All right.
Okay, I'm a dumbass.
Okay, just repeat that. Go ahead. What do you want to say?
She's going to win because she's more of the American Idol than Fantasia is. That's, you know.
Why,
let's go down this list.
Yeah, let's take this trip.
Why is she more of an American Idol than Fantasia?
Because she just sings more for the younger crowd than Fantasia. Fantasia can go out and sing for us.
I noticed that when I listened to the playlist from Diana DeGarmo. I find it much more youthful than Fantasia.
Yeah, that Melissa Manchester song.
Really?
That's pretty happening. Don't cry out loud.
God.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello?
Oh, now listen, more children not being watched by their parents.
Are these children calling?
And the line went dead.
Of course. Oh, that's always disturbing.
Hello, Don and Mike Show, the Latchkey Kid, calling in. Hello.
Don Mike.
Yeah, Don and Mike. Hi, last call here on this American Idol thing.
Hey, Don, I wanted to know if you know that as of yesterday, Diana DeGarmo was at 13-5 in terms of the odds were 13-5. So if you bet Mike $100, you should, in a sense, if you win $260.
No. Now you're being like Rob using your big brain. No, it's an even up bet. It's like when we bet football, we don't bet points. It's just who wins the game.
Why don't you go back to the lounge at Caesars and play Keno, okay?
Thank you. Thank you, though.
Thank you, Donovan.
He's one of my Skidmark guys. He's probably one of the Skidmarks that might make it happen for the fat girl
really
tonight.
13 times, so technically Mike would blow it.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Mike, there's a whole lot of people that want to draw the comparison between one of the all-time great Jet quarterbacks, Joe Namath, and Chad Pennington. What impresses you about Chad?
I believe everything that anyone else has watched Chad play impresses me. The same thing impresses them. He's a quality, classy quarterback that has a touch on the football. He's not a thrower, he's a passer. His mind is ahead of what the defense is, and if the Jets can support him, they will win the championship.
Joe, it's been a tough season for Jet fans. What does it mean to you now when the team is struggling?
I want to kiss you. I couldn't care less about the team struggling. What we know is we can improve. Chad missed, Chad Pennington, our quarterback, missed the first part of the season, and we struggled. We're looking to next season. We're looking to make a noise now, and I want to kiss you.
Thanks, Joe.
Yeah!
Huge compliment. Joe Namath, part of the four-decade team. We'll see these guys at halftime. All right. Thank you, Susie.
Joe's just a happy guy.
Isn't he?
He's just a happy guy.
Oh, boy, is he happy. The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Hi,
Julia.
Hello.
This is
Ghetto-licious. Oh, we tried.
Yeah.
Words are hard for them. Don and Mike.
The absinthe guy is here.
Yeah.
I met him out in the hallway.
I want to bring him in here in a second. Uh-huh. But if we could, just take a brief moment to get some closure, if we can, on this thing from yesterday.
We should.
Yeah, I'd like to.
And also, as I mentioned, we got so much happening today. I'll just give you a taste, mm-hmm. Okay?
All right.
Back in 1987, the world's oldest phone screener, Joe Ardinger, was wasted with a tape recorder mm-hmm. the last time the cicadas invaded the area.
Wow.
17 years ago,
mm-hmm.
he has the tape. Please listen for a moment. We have about 10 minutes worth of this.
Oh, this sounds great.
Wasted Joe, uh-huh. 17 years ago with the cicadas.
Check. 1, 2, 3. This is Ardinger. And we're foraging out into my front lawn at this very minute. It's about 3:20 on Sunday morning.
3:20.
We're going to try to record some locusts.
Locusts?
As we called them.
That's all I have for you right now.
That's great. All right, I'm going to go out on a limb. You went on a limb with Diana DeGarmo. I'm going to say this could be Joe Ardinger's greatest work yet.
That's just 2 days.
Yeah.
Just a tease, Joe from 17 years ago. We've got the tape. But I really think we should follow up on something that happened late in the show yesterday.
Yeah.
Going down the road and telling you everything we've already told you, here's what it is in a nutshell. That the manager and the program director here of this radio station, golly, there are other guys that work here.
Yeah.
Other DJs.
Right.
And Ron and Fez are their names, and we're very fond of them and their show.
Amen.
And
their deal is up, and I guess they don't have a show like ours where they don't talk about the behind the scenes.
Did they not touch on this last night at all?
No,
does anybody know whether they did?
I listened to them for a half hour on the way home, and
they didn't deal with it.
Not a word.
All right.
Now I'm sure it's because they don't like to talk about, you know, what's happening with their contract.
Yeah, I mean, if they've got an ongoing thing, I completely understand.
Right. You know, and God knows we love talking about it. I mean, you've heard us go through it a million times.
The way we do stuff.
So anyway. The deal is that for a while there was a rumor going around because their contract is being negotiated. I don't know if they're going to stay or if they're